Hello, everyone. Blessed Rising from New Mexico, Albuquerque to be exact. I am here on a vacation. My first vacation in 3 years. My first time away from my children in 3 years, all at once, and it's pretty wild. I'm staying at this resort that's like a lavender farm and field, and it's not necessarily a resort, I guess. It's considered an inn, but it is so beautiful. I have been eating good. I have been sleeping good. I have been getting up around 5:30 before the sun to go outside and walk the grounds and watch the sunrise. And I'm like, yo, this is the life I need every day. So I'm already thinking about plans for the future when we build our home and like how I need it to be on land where I can see the sunrise. So I'm just checking in here with a random check-in. I'm at the desk in my room and it's very cute. The patio door is open. You may be able to hear the birds. They're really loud and singing this morning. And a couple of things. I got a huge response from folks about the car talk that I did on being ghosted and having to break up with a friend. And I just want to say thanks, because now I feel a little less alone, and so do y'all. So I think that's a pretty great thing. The reason why I wanted to pop in today is because, one, it is... So that might... Do you hear that? That might be a crow. But they have a cat on the inn grounds, and it low-key sounds like a cat. But anyway, I wanted to pop in here because I'm alone, and it is rare that I get alone time without babies in the background. And two, because while being here, I've been thinking a lot about purpose and about what I want out of this life and about what brings me joy and what doesn't. And yesterday at breakfast, I had my journal with me and I made a list, well, two lists. One was what I'm interested in, and one is what I'm no longer interested in, or what I'm not interested in, period. And it was so wild to see the inner growth and reflection on the page, because it's hard for me to journal these days. And that's mainly because I'm teaching journaling and raising three kids and being a wife and writing book projects and creating content for social media and my newsletter and like all the things, right? And I've been neglecting my writing practice because it just feels like work. But being on this trip, I'm smiling because it doesn't feel like work. And that's because I'm really not working. I'm enjoying my time. And I'm becoming clearer about what I want. More rest is one of those things. More openness to experiencing new things. I say that because I'm terrified of flying. Terrified, y'all. And traveling alone was scary. I had major anxiety about that. Speaking of anxiety, which I'll probably talk a little bit about maybe today, but I'm on an anxiety medication to help with my mental wellness, and I forgot it at home. Y'all, I was on that plane like, please, Lord, just safe going up, safe coming down. Blessed going up, less coming down. That's a whole nother thing, but it was just anxiety. Like, I just want to get here safely. I want to get in my rental car safely. I want to be driving around New Mexico safely. Like, it's just all these things that just trigger me to feel like, oh my gosh, what if, right? And the what ifs are so blown out of proportion. So anyone who has compulsive thoughts and anxiety, and anxiety with compulsive catastrophic thinking like I do, which I have not talked about publicly, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I've been dealing with this since I've been a teenager and been managing it through therapy and art practice and yoga and meditation when I was deep in my practice there. And over the past year, during the pandemic, my anxiety just skyrocketed. Like, it was under control, and then it just wasn't. And really, it was when my third daughter was born, September of 2019, and my just hormones just triggered my anxiety. And then I feel like then the pandemic happened, and then it was more. So I will talk about that another time. But the openness of trying new things, like this, taking a trip by myself is like a big thing for me, huge, because I don't do it. I haven't done it. And when I have traveled far on a plane, it's been with my husband or with a friend or to meet someone at a destination. So it kind of cuts off like the anxiety of having to like find my luggage by myself and get my rental car by myself, just like things that grown folks do. But for me, they just feel like big tasks. And being open to coming here by myself was a major thing for my emotional growth, because fun fact, I was supposed to come with two friends. And one of them could not make it because she's pregnant with twins, and I'm so excited about that. But her doctor advised her not to travel. And then our other friend had a work thing come up, so she couldn't go. And I've been wanting to come here. I'm at Los Poblanos in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for anyone who wants to know, and look them up. It's bomb. It's amazing. So I've been wanting to come here for like 6 years, no lie. And I booked my flight, I booked my room, and I flew first class. Like, I just like made this a whole thing, and then my friends, you know, couldn't make it, and I was gonna cancel. And I thought about canceling, oh my gosh, up until the Friday I was supposed to come, I thought about canceling. And I actually tried to cancel my flight and it wouldn't let me. And my husband was like, dude, like, this is a sign that you need to go and enjoy yourself. I want you to go and enjoy yourself. And I was just so scared. But anyway, I made it and I'm safe. And openness to life. That was really long-winded for the story I was trying to tell. But I just want anyone listening to understand that you get to decide what your purpose looks like. You get to decide what brings you joy and openness to life and peace and rest. And in a world that, or society rather, that celebrates busyness and celebrates, you know, fear of failure, so that we're like overworking so we succeed, whatever that means individually, you get to decide how you want to move through this world and this life. And something that I'm no longer interested in doing, which was on my list yesterday at breakfast, is not being open to possibility. I'm no longer interested in letting my anxiety and fear drive my life. And it feels like so many more of us, just from the people that I'm teaching and my clients and the folks who read my work. Like, so many of us are trying to shift away from that, a shift away from that fear-based thinking. And even if you're not a person who has anxiety or catastrophic thoughts, like, anxiety is a real thing. And I feel like every human being at one point in time will experience it, maybe not need medication for it. Maybe it's not a mental illness for them, but there's this thing that kind of makes our heart palpitate and our mind go, oh, I'm not doing enough. And, you know, does anyone like me? Does anyone care? Am I going to get there safely? Do people like want me in their lives? Like all these different things, right? And I'm bringing all this up to say, like, the things that I've walked through over the past year, like my emotional growth and my spiritual growth has challenged my anxious thoughts. And has challenged how I look at purpose and what is important to me. I'm actually going to grab my journal real quick so I can read some of the things that I wrote down. Okay. So I'm going to start with what I am interested in, okay? And feel free to do this same list and send me an email about it, because I would love to read your list. What I'm interested in: helping people heal and grow, good food and conversations, traveling more, wholesome friendships rooted in reciprocity, being on social media less, more time to be creative, making more art just for me, living a free and good life, more daily gratitude practice, meditating 3 times a week, which meditating is really hard for me, the traditional meditation, and that's what I'm talking about. Sitting on the cushion, getting still, breathing, eyes closed, very hard for me, but I'm going to try to do that more often. And I'm interested in trying to do that more often. And completing my breathwork teacher training that I'm in now. So identifying these things on the page as my interests has allowed me, it just really opened up a clear mind for me yesterday. I was eating by myself. I was a little anxious about like what that looked like. I don't know why. Because so often I'm with someone. And I, you know, I love being alone, actually. But I love being alone in my own space, not necessarily out and about amongst others. And I haven't been a single person in, me and my husband been together almost nine years. Been married 5. So I've been coupled for a long time. And I've had a child since I was 18, as many of y'all know. And now I have 3 children. So it's like I've never really walked this world alone. So being out and about, having dinner by myself, going to the movies by myself, which I don't normally go to the movies because anxiety. I'll talk about that another day too. I think we need a whole anxiety episode so I can just give you guys update on my mental health and everything like that. But, you know, going places by myself to really enjoy myself, and being able to be, you know, just eating, writing, people watching. I was like, this isn't too bad, but I wonder if people think I'm just a loner. But nobody was paying attention to me. Nobody cares, literally. So that's what I have to tell myself. When my anxiety starts flaring up, I'm like, girl, nobody cares. Nobody is paying attention to you. Like, relax. So what I'm not interested in is fame, non-reciprocal relationships, being well-known, not living in my truth, proving myself, clicks, not being my full self, settling for scraps and dull creative energy. So the reason why this exercise is important to me is because I'm able to identify what I want and what I don't want. And I don't normally have the space to do that outside of a work setting. And not having to teach anyone how to identify what they want and what they don't want, not having to coach anyone, but really coach myself, like, and be my own greatest priority during this trip has just been wonderful. And it's been purposeful. And it's shown me what I need more of. I need more of this. My husband said that I'm going to love it so much that I'm going to want to do it all the time. I kind of wish I could snap my fingers and be at a place, but, you know, traveling and flying is a part of the process. So for anyone who can resonate with anything that I've said, this is another random chit chat. I hope you are brave enough to identify what you need and what you don't need, what you want and what you don't want. I hope that you make your own lists of what you're interested in and what you're not interested in. I hope you make more space to be by yourself when you can, because I know when we're caretakers and employees and partners and siblings and daughters and sons and like all the things, it can be hard. We can forget about ourselves, right? And I hope that this note is like a little reminder to not forget about yourself, to do things scared, even if it's as simple as getting on a plane. Funny story before I wrap this up. So I get to the airport yesterday, and I was actually sitting next to this really nice man who was a local, and then the woman in front of us was a local. And they were telling me, like, we were flying over the desert coming into New Mexico, and it was so choppy, and I was nervous, and he was like, don't be nervous, it's okay. I've had much worse coming over these mountains. It's just because we're flying over the desert and whatever. So that was cute. That was fine. I was like, thank you. and then we started talking about like places to go and places to eat. So yesterday I went to the botanical gardens and spaced around with my camera. I went to this really cool burger spot and taco spot, brought some food back, and they gave me other places to go. And when I was getting off the plane, I had no idea where I was going. I felt like a lost child. I'm 31. I was like, Alex, you can follow the signs. But I was just so anxious and overwhelmed of being in a new place by myself. I normally have Ryan with me, and he's like taking the lead on that. So I couldn't find where the rental car place was. Mind you, I haven't traveled in 3 years. And when I normally travel, I'm meeting someone, so I don't have to buy a rental car, or I'm getting picked up by a driver or whatever. It's easy, right? Or I have my husband and he's leading. And I'm like, yo, where am I going? So I'm trying to figure out where to go. And the man who was helping me, who was talking to me on the plane, he's like, are you lost? And I was like, yes. And he was like, where are you trying to go? I said, the rental car place. He goes, that's where I'm going. Follow me. So I was just following him. We weren't talking or nothing. I was just like a puppy following him, trying to stay close so I don't get lost. And he was like, who are you, you know, driving with? And I was like, Priceline. And he was like, And I was like, oh no, Priceline is who I booked the car with. I'm looking for. And then I had to pull up my email, and he was like, follow me. I'm going there too. It was like, he was like my angel, my travel angel, because mama would have been in circles. I couldn't find anybody who worked at the damn airport to help me. I asked this one lady and she was like, sorry, I'm new here too. And I was like, oh my God. Oh man. But anyway, needless to say, got to my the car place, right? And I walk up to the counter, they're closed. And then I'm like, this is crazy. So there was a sign up that said check in at the Enterprise place, and my little travel angel man was like, oh, you don't have to do that, just come with me. I'm going to National too. And he was like telling me he was like a diamond member, emerald member. And I was like, dude, I don't know what that means, but I will gladly just follow you to the car so I can get in mine. So made it to the car and it was very easy. It was just like, go pick a car, the key is in there, and leave. So I go to the gate to leave. And the man was like, hey, I don't see you in the system. Did you check in at the counter? And I was like, the counter was closed. And he was like, it said, go to Enterprise. And I was like, it did say that. And he was like, don't worry, I'll hook you up. You already checked. I showed him my receipt from Priceline. He got me all situated. But see, those are the type of things that give me anxiety. Like, and self-trust is another thing that I'm learning on this journey by myself. And I'm not even gone for that long. I left Sunday. I go back home tomorrow. So it's a very short trip. But I'm learning that I can do this and I can ask for help. And I read the sign that said, go to Enterprise. And I was working my little self over to Enterprise. And then my little angel, my little travel angel told me, don't go to Enterprise. So when I got in the car, I pulled off, I went to Whole Foods, and I was just like, okay, thank God I made it. I got my little stuff at Whole Foods because I was starving. And then I went to Los Poblanos, checked in, and it's been fine. And it's been beautiful. So I guess the moral of that story is, even when you're lost, you're really not, right? You can always find your way back. Anyway, thanks for listening to this random chat. I think I'm going to record about my anxiety here in a little bit and share about it in the next week or so. It's pretty tender, but I don't think that people who look like me talk about this stuff enough. And so I will think about talking about this with you guys. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks for tuning in. Stay close to your truth. Stay close to your purpose. And don't forget to write those lists, what I'm interested in and what I'm not interested in. And feel free to share them with me. Not share me, okay? Feel free to share them with me, and I'd love to read them. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.